Romans chapter 10. Brought hers, my heart's d a sire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved, because I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge, because they are ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves to the righteousness of God, because Christ is the end of the law for righteous N.S. to Ev. Ariona, who believes M. Osis, describes the right ousness Wick. H is of the law that the man who does those things will live by them. But the righteousness which is of faith speaks in this way: do not say in your heart, who will as see end into heaven, that is, to bring Christ down from above, e, or who will descend into the deep, that is, to bring up see Christ again from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you, even in your mouth and in your h e art. At is the word of faith which we preach, that if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and will believe in y our heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Because with the heart, a man believes unto right to you, s ness, and d with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Because the scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be e ashamed, because there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, because the same Lord over all is rich tower d s all who call upon him. Whoever will call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. How then can they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how can they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without a preacher? And h, how can they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace and bring glad news of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel, because Isaiah says, Lord, D, who has believed our report? So then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, certainly their sound went into all the earth, and their words to the ends of the world. But I did Israel not know? First, Moses said, I will provoke you to jealousy by those who are no people, and by a foolish nation I will anger you. But Isaiah is very bold and says, I was found by those who did not seek me. I was Revaiah, led to those who did not look for me. But to I, Israel, he sigh. D, all day long I have stretched forth my hands towards a disobedient and arrogant people.